hard stopping lines always seem to come out just right.
Alexandra Adamoski, known professionally as Ali, with the title track off her 2015 CD, Say Hello to Goodbye.
Shh.
Pacific Cinematheque, a non-profit film society and center. They show over 500 films annually, featuring new talents, international, experimental shorts, classic, and contemporary. The organization also has a film library, film archives, and an educational program department. Come and feel the essential cinema experience. The cinema is located at 1131 Howe Street near Davie. Visit their website at cinematech.bc.ca for upcoming films and more information.
When I was in grade 7, there was this incredible love song on the radio by a woman named Patricia Dahlquist. I would later come to meet Patricia when I was 25. She was one of the instructors in a class I was taking at the Actors Institute. So it was pretty cool to meet this woman, because this song that she recorded was a smash hit when I was in grade 7. That song I always remembered. It always stuck with me. Here we have Patricia with her phenomenal hit, Keep Our Love Alive.
Thank you.
Cameron Crowe has always said that Almost Famous was the movie that he had in his back pocket. And he knew that one day, if everything worked out, he'd be able to make it and it would be a love letter to rock and roll. After making Jerry Maguire, Crowe was given the green light to make Almost Famous. One of the tunes in Jerry Maguire that was so well orchestrated, and always a favorite song of mine, was a Tom Petty song. Off the 1989 Full Moon Fever, here we have Petty with Free Falling. Have a listen.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl, she's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway, running through the and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Since I started making Radio Tales in 2013, I would have to say that one of my all-time favorites is one of my first. This Radio Tale takes me back in time to my high school years, where I hung out with a group of girls in a cafe, and we listened to music, and we told stories, and we talked about the guy we liked and the guy we just broke up with. It's a fantastic memory for me. So let's go to that now.
Radio Tale, number 15. fries and gravy, and three songs for a quarter.
You might have heard this before. I know I have. 'Cause this song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant was never the name of a restaurant. That was always just the name of this song. And I guessed it. Well, that's probably why I still call this song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
As 7 teenage girls nestled into a booth at the EMB restaurant, a booth ladled in red vinyl seating and sounded by jukebox favorites.
The waitress approached the table,
ready to take the order and to respond to the quick-thinking comments of all of us. I recall she found us funny and complimentary, and if any of us were ever rude, she was quick to tell us. I remember one time someone was especially mouthy towards her, and she seemed genuinely hurt, probably because we were regulars. And I think she liked us as much as we liked her. Like clockwork, I ordered fries and gravy at $1.35 a plate. As I think back, my mouth begins to water. I remember them like it's yesterday. A large oval 70s-style porcelain plate of fries smothered in beef gravy. If I had a dollar for every plate I ordered in the 4 years that we frequented the EMB restaurant, I think I'd be retired by now. In some exotic country, no doubt. Eating fries and gravy, I'm sure.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Except in Alice, you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
While we waited for our order, we took turns playing favorite tunes. At 3 for a quarter, I'd make a selection and offer out the other two until my turn came around again. We played songs that spanned the years. Ruby Tuesday, Stairway to Heaven, Angie, Dreamboat Annie. And then there was my favorite, a song from British singer-songwriter Al Stewart, Ear of the Cat.
On a morning from a Bogart movie, in a country where they turn back time, you go strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLore contemplating a crime. She comes out.
In having found a place that we'd branded our own, we found solace. We even had our own booth. Close to the phones, close to the bathrooms, close to our hearts, you could say. It was our hangout for many a lunch hour, often taking us into the afternoon. Extended lunch hours could be determined by disliked classes, teachers, overdue assignments, and emotional teenage girl upsets, to be cried over cold cups of tea and coffee and smoldering cigarettes.
In the corner of the bar there stands a jukebox with the best of country music, old and new. For a quarter, somebody else's songs when yours are through. I got good Kentucky whiskey on the counter, and my friends around to help me ease the pain.
Known for its eccentrics, the cafe housed blue-collar sorts from night shift workers, longshoremen, and tradesmen, as well as police officers, drug dealers, and a few junkies working it off. With coffee at 50 cents a cup and free refills, the cups kept coming. Although cops working the beat or passing through Vancouver's east side would stop in for a cheap meal, once they had entered the establishment, they were off duty and the cafe was off limits. It was like passing over into another world, as Peter did in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Once inside the cafe, the cops turned a blind eye to the goings-on within. Although it struck me odd that the police officers never questioned where we teenagers were supposed to be, over time it became apparent that the cafe was a sanctioned place, that the law enforcement of any of the regulars, including the teenagers, would somehow have been like breaking code. Always a group of seven. However, most of us met at Gladstone Secondary. A few of us started at Gladstone, while many transferred in at different points from other schools. They came from all over the city: Little Flower Academy, Notre Dame High School, Templeton, and Van Tech. So that by grade 11, we were seven. Yet as life would have it, we were seven for a very short time. Because after high school, things changed quickly.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows.
Although many of us tried to stay in touch after high school, it was really hard to hang on. Life changed. Aside from going in different directions and figuring out our place in the world, friendships fizzled and plans waned. As I have gone through life, there have been many times where I've thought of these girls and how they helped to form who I became and the music that I gravitated towards. And there are just so many fond memories. It's a sort of paradox when you lose touch with people who were there during, you know, your formative years when you were either a young child or a teenager trying to find your way in the world. Perhaps going our separate ways over time is to be expected. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means our paths are taking us in a different direction. Perhaps it was all just a part of growing up. Then again, maybe it was all just a dreamboat nanny.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. This has been Annie Roach with music and stories and a love letter to music. Stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next. And as always, I leave you with one final tune. This song is from Angus and Julia Stone off their 2014 CD, Angus and Julia Stone. Here we have The Wedding Song. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.